The BS Report is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Week 15 of the NFL season coming up. As always, our friend Cousin Sal joins us to go over the weekly lines, and I have just been destroying him. He picks them first, then I go. We see who does better. We have a Brazilian steakhouse dinner at the end. And Sal, have you recovered from the ritual beatings I've been putting on you?
Well, I mean, you say I pick them first, but I think you pick them first, and then looked, and you have 2 days to, well, I mean, it's become, you're nailing like 13 out of 16 every week. I don't know how this is happening.
I had a reader email me asking if it came out that I had been cheating during the Pick the Lions contest, would that be a bigger scandal than Michael Phelps HGH? And frankly, I don't know. Both of them would really wound America to its core, I think.
Yeah, well, I would never speak to you again. That's for sure.
Yeah, it would be horrible. Yeah. let's get into it. I'm coming off a really, really horrible week picking games. I went 5-11, my first sub 500 week in 12 weeks. And I feel like I'm losing my feel for the league a little. I didn't see the Philly thing coming. I'm the last person who thought Green Bay was good. I'm starting to feel like it's slipping away from me.
So well, let me tell you, maybe the tide's turning a little because I hate to promote myself, but on JimmyKimmelLive.net, I pick games every week, and I'm 6-0 with my best bets the last 2 weeks, and I predicted the exact final score of the Lions, who they play, Vikings game.
Really?
Winner and everything, yep.
6-0, huh?
Yeah.
The last time you promoted yourself like that, you went like 0-3 the next week.
Oh, yeah.
So look forward to the jinx from
downhill for him. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Do we have a Saturday game this week?
No, not yet. Next week. Next week when the Christmas shopping gets most intense. They throw some Saturday games at us.
Well, that's when the NFL really is determined to get everybody either divorced or separated.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a Thursday game this week. It's a pretty good one. New Orleans at Chicago.
Ah. So we just think New Orleans good at home, bad on the road?
Yeah. I think I've declared them dead after their last three losses, but this would really be it, right, if they lost?
TJ.
I know. I can't even clear my throat.
I'm going to say Chicago by 3.
This is all right. Let's start over. Let's start the whole thing over.
Well, yeah, obviously that's Chicago by 3. They're dead even teams, and you get 3 points for home.
Well, I thought it should be 4 or 4.5. They're at home. They have to win. New Orleans is really out of it, but all right, 3. Fine, Chicago by 3. That's what it is. You're up 1-0. San Diego at Kansas City. Back to Sunday, early afternoon now.
Man, if San Diego and Philly decided to suddenly be good again, that would screw up my December because I had written those teams off.
Oh, really? Well, I think Philly's probably good, but San Diego, I don't think you have much to worry about.
You don't think so?
No, I don't know. They beat up on the Raiders, so I bet the Chiefs upset them this week. But what do you think the line is?
I'm going to say San Diego by 4.5.
You are funny.
Is that it again?
It's 4.5, yeah.
Oh!
I said 3.5.
Now it's like I'm trying to bowl a 300 in bowling. Let's see if this can keep going.
All right, let's keep rolling. Why not? Seattle at St. Louis.
Oh, no. The wheels come off right here.
It's a must-lose for both of these.
It really is.
Well, honestly, if they're looking for a draft pick, the way I see it, they both need receivers, right?
Yeah.
And it sucks because, you know, the Lions are going to take a receiver in the draft, so they're in no man's land right now.
I have no idea. I'm going to say Seattle by 3.
Okay. San Francisco at Miami.
Did I hit that one?
Yeah, you got it.
What did you say?
Seattle by 3. I said by 2. This is really, just admit that let's just do this the right way where we really don't look at the lines ahead of time.
I swear on my children's lives that not only do I not look at the lines, but even if I accidentally click on a screen that might have a line, I throw my hands in front of my face like I'm looking at like some sort of horrible thing or something.
First of all, you swear on your children. You don't even like your children. You don't even bring them to Sunday.
No, I like one of them.
Sunday, and your hands are tiny. They're not going to cover the screen when you're covering I don't like this at all. You understand it's not fun when you look at the answers ahead of time. Like when Ben Stein would beat everyone. We're like, you have to lose every once in a while.
I swear.
All right. San Fran at Miami.
Oh, man. What did San Fran do last week? I forget.
They won. They're shutting everyone down defensively.
Who did they beat?
They beat the Jets last week.
That's right. They beat the Jets. So it's San Fran at Denver?
No, at Miami.
San Fran at Miami.
Well, I like how you pretend you don't even know the game. All right, go ahead.
Well, obviously this is going to be in the 6.5 to 7.5 range, so I'm going to say 7.5.
All right, I'm glad you didn't say 6.5 because it's 6.5. I said 5, so you still get it. You're still a point.
Oh, my God. Stop the bleeding. This is like De La Hoya Pacquiao. Do you quit in the 8th round?
I'm not going to answer the bell for the 9th pick. I'm not going to answer it. Let's see. All right. Tampa at Atlanta.
You know what's becoming clear is that one of the casinos should just hire me to do the lines.
Yeah, I guess so.
They'd save like $100 million on the computer system, and they could just call me at 10 o'clock. I'd give the line, and that would be it.
The only thing is they'd have to show you the line ahead of time for you to guess it.
That hurts. That hurts me.
Tampa at Atlanta. I don't even know as a Cowboy fan who to root for in this game.
Wow. I think
Tampa.
Well, yeah. Listen, I've said every week that I have the NFC South. It's got to be between 3 and 4 theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna bend it No, I'm not gonna bend it. Atlanta by 3.
All right. Well, I get. Oh, we both said 3. That's what happened. It's 2.5. It opened at 2.5.
Oh, see, I had started it. I was gonna bend my theory and say 2.5, and then I was like, I wanted to be consistent.
I know.
That's too bad. All right.
All right. Buffalo at the Jets.
I love Atlanta, by the way. What happens if they win that and Tampa loses that?
Well, I think the NFC South team has won at least 4 or 5 or 6 in a row at home. Is that what it is? What were you saying? If Atlanta wins?
Yeah, the NFC South home teams are something like 12-2 against. No, that's not possible.
No,
it's seven and one or something.
Yeah,
yeah, it's some good record. No, I was saying if Atlanta wins that game. Then wouldn't they? They've already beaten Tampa, I think.
Were you talking about for the division or for a wild card? I mean,
I think that would give them they'd have the driver's seat over Tampa.
For the wild card? Because Carolina is like 10-3.
Yeah, the wild card.
Yeah. Well, Dallas is technically ahead of Atlanta right now for the 6th spot. Same for the 5th spot? I say, yeah, because it's Tampa, Atlanta, and Dallas fighting for 2 spots.
I'm confused by the Dallas thing because I'm going to their funeral at 2 o'clock.
I'll stop it already.
Oh, it's over. Come on. It's over.
Noon.
Yeah. It's over.
No, we can't talk about that just yet.
It's over.
Buffalo at the Jets.
What do we make of this Jets team?
I don't know. I think they're it's like a classic choke job down the stretch. They want.
It seems like it.
But the Bills would have to cooperate and lose. And I think they're going to help out.
Both
these teams are choking.
Well, they had like a Freaky Friday switch with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because their uniforms are kind of similar, and it's just all of a sudden the Eagles have become what the Jets were 3 weeks ago.
Well, that could be.
Who's the road team?
Buffalo's on the road.
Oh, Buffalo. Wow.
By the way, this game is blacked out in Toronto. The fans insisted. They don't ever want to see the Bills again.
Yeah, my theory that the Toronto fans were really going to bring something to the table was actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't see how this line's higher. Well, they might be worried about teases. I'm going to say 8.5.
Okay, all right. I finally get one. It's 6.5, and I said 7.
That's a natural tease.
You like the Jets there to win.
Well, I thought they'd bump it up because they were afraid we'd tease the Jets with whoever.
They kind of have to win. That is stupid, right?
Yeah.
They're going to win their game. Green Bay at Jacksonville. What kind of odds in the beginning of the year would you give me that with 3 weeks left, these teams would have 0 to play for? Is it like not even close?
Well, these, I think, are the 2 most disappointing teams you might
San Diego's thrown in there.
Oh, yeah. But San Diego, at least they have an excuse. They have Norv. I don't know what the excuse was for either of these teams.
Yeah.
Well, Jacksonville quit about 3 weeks ago, which means that they cannot be favored in this game, at least in my mind. So I'm going to say it's a pick 'em.
All right, who gets this here? All right, you get it. I thought Jacksonville would give 2. You get this by 0.5 point. And it's Green Bay by 1.5 points.
Oh, man. I almost said that, but how are they favored when they haven't won in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I don't know, 5-8 versus 4-9. But I think that spread moves when Fred Taylor bets the Packers. Right? He just hates his team.
He couldn't hate them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one thing I had right last week was after their Fred Taylor quote, I was like, I'm going against the Jags every week. I don't care what happens.
Detroit and Indianapolis.
Oh.
This is good. I still have my suicide pool. I'm still alive. I have the Colts open. I mean, this is golden, right?
It's pretty good.
Can't lose.
That's pretty good. Well, if Indy was giving 13.5 to Cincy and covered that handily, then this has to be 15.5.
All right, I said 15.5 also. It's 16.5 it opened at.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you could probably make that 20. I have a theory now because the Army-Navy tradition is awful now, too. They should just on Thanksgiving have the Lions play Army. And do it like at 5:30 in the morning when no one's watching, but you knock out two horrible traditions at once.
I like that.
To sit through it. Yeah,
I like that.
It's a game too, I bet.
Well, this will probably be it for the Lions at Thanksgiving. I think there was enough of a backlash this year that they.
Well, aren't they locked in until next year at least? Or
I don't want to see your team on Thanksgiving either. I hate to break it to you. I think
why?
It should just be the best three games should be on Thursday.
Well,
how hard
it's not
is
our
that?
Fault no one shows up to play us. What do you want us to do? It's the one game we win every year. Come on.
I'm glad you're still saying us and we after the debacle last week.
Washington at Cincinnati.
Oh. Washington has seemingly checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati is now throwing the season.
They're not very good either.
Is Washington still technically alive, or is it they have no hope?
They're 7-6. I guess they could end up 10-6. They would need help.
I'm going to say Washington by 6.
Yeah, you get this. It's 6.5. I said 5. I get you. It probably could even be higher. The team stinks. Tennessee at Houston.
I was shocked that Houston won in Lambeau.
They're pretty good. They're like a good, fun, exciting team to watch.
Yeah, I just thought that. I mean, that had all the makings. Monday night in the Dome, they have a great game against a team that doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Sunday, Lambeau, cold weather, Packers playing for their lives.
Yeah.
I never saw that one coming. I usually at least like look at the other side and think, well, you know, the worst case scenario, this happens. But I just never saw that one coming.
I think they're just better. I think Houston's just better.
Yeah, now you look at their season, and they started out with the 3 road games.
Mm-hmm.
They lost that ludicrous Rosenfels when he gave that game away.
He's the real deal.
Yeah,
I'd
maybe
be happy to have him as a fantasy quarterback or a son-in-law for that matter, anything.
Well, every season, you know, this happens every year. We see the one team that's kind of out of the playoffs really make a nice run down the stretch and get everybody excited for the following year. And it seems like it's the Texans, right?
Yeah, it could be. 6-7 at this point. That division's good again. I mean, they're going to be way better than Jacksonville.
They finished 9-7. That their fans can get excited. 2009, we signed one guy. We got Steve Slayton.
Well, I don't know about 9. Do you think they win? They win this week?
What is it?
Tennessee.
Is it at Tennessee or at Houston?
At Houston.
That could be an upset pick.
What do you
think? I think Cal Ando could potentially jump on that one. I'm going to say Tennessee by 3.5.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you.
4.5.
Thank
you. I thought it would be, this is really crazy.
I need some sort of nickname for when I do the lines, like a Vegas nickname.
I got a lot of nicknames for you.
What about Billy S?
Billy Belichick. Billy Belichick, yeah. Billy
what about
S?
Billy S, but the S is spelled ESS.
S with a dollar sign through it?
Yeah, yeah. Billy S with a dollar sign. I like
that.
All right.
That could work. Yeah. Now the late afternoon games, Minnesota at Arizona.
Ooh, somebody's going home for the season. Oh, no, Arizona clinched.
No, Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dumb statement. Is Ferrat involved?
He's questionable, and I don't know if those guys, the Williams sisters, are getting suspended or what. But when you have the mobility of a Kurt Warner, it doesn't really matter. You just put 15 guys on the line, they're not going to catch him. They're just not going
to. Ferrat's listed as questionable, but it's not related to any injury. He's just questionable. Man.
It's a good test for Arizona to see if, like, this would be a playoff team they could possibly go against. But.
Yeah. This could be our round one matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No.
Well,
right?
I don't think a
wild card
come out of the North. But.
Yeah, you're right.
But a team like this.
I'm going to say, I think it's in that Vegas zone. I'm going to say Arizona by 5.5.
Oh, good. All right. I hit it exactly. It's 3. It's only 3. It opened at.
I'm shocked. What was the one?
They don't like them that much, Arizona.
Well, last week, remember I said Jets by 10.5, and it was Jets by 4, and then San Francisco won.
Yeah.
So maybe.
I like Arizona. If Tavares Jackson's quarterback and the guys are into, I don't know.
It seems like the way to beat Arizona is to throw on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to beat Minnesota is to throw on them. And Minnesota can't really throw that well, but Arizona throws really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this might have the makings.
Denver at Carolina.
See, I'm rooting against Denver because I love that. I made the joke in Friday's column, but I love the 8-7 Broncos against the 7-8 Chargers for the NFC or AFC West title. That'd be so funny.
I forget who they play next week, though, Denver, but it seems like they're going to win.
Does CBS send their best team to that game? I made a joke they'd send the number 6 team, but in all seriousness, do they send their best team to that game?
I don't know.
7 versus 7-8.
I don't even know if they send cameras to that game. That's a rough one. I don't think it's going to. I know. I'd love to see it, too. But they'll probably lose this week, Denver.
Carolina will be favored by 6.5.
All right, you get it. I said 6. It's 7. Let me just count these up here. 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 10-4. I lost already. You're right. I shouldn't answer the bell. let's see. By the way, if you have Peyton Hillis, you don't deserve to.
In your fantasy playoffs?
This is right. You shouldn't be able to pick up a guy week 13 and win your fantasy league. It doesn't affect ours, but.
Here's my challenge. So we have all these dumb stat people out there coming up with these crazy fake stats, especially for basketball, that are just stupid and worthless. Somebody should come up with, really, like, look at fantasy over the last 10 years and see, like, who are the best guys to pick up during the season as free agents. Because it seems like where you really hit the jackpot is, like, the third-string running back that nobody thinks is going to be good.
Sure.
And then that guy rushes for 100 yards every week for 5 weeks. And it's like, oh, my God, oh, if you win with that. But yet it seems like that's the most reliable pick.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't talk because I'm starting Pierre Thomas in the semifinals this week, so.
Well, you had Antonio Brian in our league last night, right?
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Did that
really
win
is great. Like, I play against our friend Hench in the semifinals. And at the draft, I had the 2 pick and he had the 4 pick. And I drafted Peterson. He drafted Westbrook. And we traded at the draft with a couple picks down the line, too.
Yep.
So, I mean, if this was real life, this would be a huge, huge deal.
Well, I can tell you with all certainty, America is rooting for you in this matchup.
Good, I'm glad.
Hench is one of the fantasy villains of all time. Hey, quick, before we get to this next line, I have a friend in my East Coast League, my friend Russell Sherman, whose team is called the Matzo Ballers.
Mm-hmm.
His first 4 picks, Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, 3rd round, Braylon Edwards. Oh, no.
Second.
Tom Brady, Braylon Edwards, Carson Palmer, Plaxico Burress. Those were his top 4 picks.
Wow.
He's either 1-13 or 2-12. But can you come up with a top 4 worse than that?
I thought you were going to say 10-4 or something. I was going to go crazy.
No, because really the free agent pickups, it really hasn't been that much value to be on the top of the waiver wire this year.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess you could have like a Chad Johnson or something. Yeah, no, that's the worst, I think. Really, really bad.
Especially because we start 2 quarterbacks in this league. So
he goes
first round, 3rd round, Brady, Palmer, and neither gets nothing. Just gets
that's
zeros
really
from
dumb.
Them.
That's really
so, yeah.
dumb.
All right, what's the next
guy? So what's his name? Greg Sherman?
Russ Sherman, yeah.
All right, and the name too. Oh,
yeah.
Poor dude. All right, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Good game. That'll be fun.
I like the name joke you threw in there, too. That was funny. Colgate's own Russ Sherman. Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Yeah. Look, if the Steelers have the same officiating crew from last week, they're gonna be in great shape this game.
That's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
That's a top 10 game this year, right?
Yeah. This is really good. The over-under opened at 4.5.
Pittsburgh's slightly overrated to me. I know they're pulling out games, but, man, it feels like I makes me sound like a homer, but I really thought the Pats, you know, I thought they really gave away that game 2 weeks ago, and then obviously last week Dallas.
But you know what? They play really good defense. I mean,
they do.
So solid. They shut down Dallas for the most part. They shut down the Patriots in score in the second half. The week before, I don't know, they had a Thursday night against Cincinnati's not that good, but
they don't seem
really
to,
good for a month.
Yeah, they don't seem to make mistakes in key spots, which is, you know, the old Belichick recipe. But I think Baltimore's favored in this game. And I think they are favored by a whopping 1.5 points.
Wow. You got it. 1.5.
Thank you.
I thought it'd be 3. I thought it'd be higher.
No, because people are starting to think Pittsburgh can make the Super Bowl now.
All right.
That was one. That might have been my best guess of the day in terms of a tough pick.
That was pretty good. That game killed me. I can't even look at this Pittsburgh team.
You know what? At this point, it's like when you're grouped with Tiger in the last round of the Masters, and he's shooting a 62, but you know you're headed for fifth place, but you just are kind of enjoying just being in the round with him.
Who I think are you that's talking about? Me?
Yeah, I think I'm talking about you.
First of all, you stole that from Rick Riley. I know you did, but I didn't get you back. All right. New England at Oakland.
Yeah, that's funny. I think Oakland is bipolar or something.
I don't remember.
How do you explain their season?
5 bad teams like this before. Maybe there are, but
Oakland's terrible. But they've played like 3 games where they just kick somebody's butt.
Their defense isn't bad. It isn't bad usually.
It seems
last
like
week it didn't show up.
They're also one of those teams that if they're down 3-0, the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
The Pats didn't go back east.
No, I think they stayed at Belichick's girlfriend's house.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. She's got
a mansion. Yeah. I'm going to say New England, well, they're favored by 5 against Seattle and did not cover that, so the line will be lower, and I'm going to say New England. No. Oakland stinks. New England by 6.
I thought I was going to get that one. I said 5 also, and it's 7.
Mm.
New England Jets teaser isn't bad this week. If you lose that, you just have to and you're like, oh, well, I just didn't have it.
I got to say, I made some picks last week in my column, and then some circumstances changed. For instance, I don't know if I take the Pats -5 against Seneca Wallace. He frightens me.
Oh, really?
He can run around and do stuff. Hasselbeck is just like this guy with a herniated disc who was washed up a year ago.
I think Deion Branch was just on fire. He was going to come to play no matter what. That was amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing.
All right, Giants at Dallas. I don't even know where I'm going to watch this game. I already told the wife I'm going to be a basket case.
Sunday night or Monday night?
Sunday night.
Oh, my God.
You know, I left. You weren't there. I left my cousin Jimmy's. Like, for the first time in years, I walked out after the pick 6 because that affected me in fantasy. I thought I was going to lose. The guy was playing at the Steelers defense. And, of course, you know, we blew a 13-3 lead with 6 minutes left. So I left. And realized I didn't have my car. My sister had my car, so I had to wait at the bottom of the hill for her to get my car back, hoping I would get run over by a semi.
Seems to happen like once a year. I'm not going with the first time ever.
Yeah, I know.
There's been once a year where you just storm out and nobody makes eye contact with you.
I block them out, though. It really does. It stinks. It's like a kick in the stomach loss every December and January. I don't know how much more I could root for.
Well, it's weird that you could root for the Cowboys and the Mets, two of the bigger market teams in the league that have the most money and the most resources and are reliably good, and yet somehow just get kicked in the stomach 4 times a year.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you root for the Raiders, you have a different kind of hurt there. But
yeah.
You can't tell me the difference between the 2001 Raiders and the 2006 Raiders. It doesn't matter. But like,
yeah.
If you're a Cowboys fan and that's how I picture to win every year or coming first, you know, it just kills me. And I don't get it. I don't get how they blow these games every year with different coaches, different players, and just they so complacent down the stretch every year.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but I think you really have to start maybe taking a peek at your quarterback a little bit.
No, come on.
I'm just saying. I know he's the middle name of your son, and there's no going back. But
yeah,
I
can't change it to Jack Roethlisberger. Kind of, it's too late, right?
It's too long, too.
Yeah.
Is this game in Dallas or New York?
It's in Dallas. I cut the guys some slack. Peyton Manning didn't win a big game for 6 years, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say.
I stand by that.
Peyton. Yeah, you're right. He really didn't. I remember. He did not have a good track record. So
yeah,
maybe.
Lost to the Titans at home when they made the Super Bowl. Lost the next year.
I'd like to see him win one game in the clutch.
It would be nice.
Just one. I think one would at least make me feel a little better. I'm going to say Dallas by 1.
Oh, all right. I said 3.5, and it's 3. I think the Giants are they don't really need this game, right? I can't imagine Dallas playing better defense than they did.
I don't agree with that.
Quarters.
Yeah. I don't agree with that line. No, I don't agree with it. The Giants were 11-1. They played a crappy game last week that had a variety of things happen in it, and now they're.
But teams might be learning how to play them defensively now. Like, if you don't have to double-team Plex, you can do a lot of things and force Eli. By the way, Eli, fantasy, I'm in semifinals. I'm benching him. I can't play. I can't root for him on any level this week.
That is a bold. Yeah, that's a bold call.
I have to do it.
I don't agree with that line. I think that should be a one or a pick 'em.
All right. Well, you're the expert.
Thank you.
Cleveland at Philly.
This is our Monday night?
This is Monday night.
Oh, my God. They should announce the coaches with a combined weight.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think of that.
And at a combined weight of 820 pounds. This will set the record for most shots of a fat guy in a warm-up jacket staring out in the field.
I think the league has a sense of humor. They might do that because this is the fifth night game for Cleveland.
When they split screen him, are they going to have to use like the widescreen HD lens or something to get both of them in?
It's a mess.
I mean, you know, fat jokes are
I love them.
Yeah. Lowest common denominator, but at the same time, it is kind of funny that these are the two coaches.
Yeah, no, I know. They should get the Kansas coach in there to flip the coin. It'd be great.
Plus, this is a freewheeling conversation intended for mature audiences.
That's what I heard in the beginning, yeah.
So it's at Philly?
At Philly, yeah. Oh, man.
Jimmy. Oh, this is... Yeah, I mean, this line might even be too high. I'm going to say... Does it go double figures? I'm going to say 9.5.
Oh, wow. I said 11.5. It's 14.
Oh!
Yeah, they're playing better than any team in football right now, the Eagles.
14?
They're great.
You trust the Eagles after two good games in 4 months to cover a 14-point spread?
Well, Maybe you're right. But Cleveland, you didn't even know Cleveland's quarterback last week.
All right, let's call Brad because you got to go. For the third straight week, we're going to premiere Mad Brad. First week we had audio problems. Second week we had really content and ethic problems.
Yeah.
Now in week three, hopefully, this will be the best week one we've ever had for him.
Yeah, this will be good.
Joe Mead, let's give him a ring.
Who's this?
Mad Brad.
What up?
And now it's time for Mad Brad.
Yeah, we got production value. Oh, Joe Mead tried to repeat it. All right, what's sticking under your craw? What's your beef? What's under your skin?
The CC Sabathia situation's got me a little bothered.
Okay.
I mean, it's been 4 weeks since the Yankees offered him all that money.
Right.
Was $130 million. He hasn't responded at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, Brian Cashman has to come out and say, listen, he's not making us look ridiculous. If you have to come out and say that you're not being made to look ridiculous, you're being made to look ridiculous.
That's a good point.
And it's kind of like as if you were in, like, Baghdad in, say, like, 93, and Saddam Hussein's daughter asked you to the prom. And she's cute. You know, she's cute. They're going to pay for the limo. But you got to deal with Uday, Kuse, and him. So then you kind of, like, hold her off. You know what I mean? And then because you kind of like Tariq Aziz's daughter. Like, she's cute, less of a problem, but she don't really want to pay for the limo. So you kind of leave that offer out there. Like, listen, the president's daughter wants me. They're going to pay for everything, and she's pretty hot, but we're going to keep that there. And you try to smooth in with Tariq Aziz's daughter.
Right.
And you leave that offer out there. You know what I mean? And you leave them hanging because if the top-notch people want you, then you must, you know, I mean, that girl wants to dance with you.
Right.
But you want to dance with the other girl.
Mm.
So who's the other girl?
Who's the other girl?
The other girl is probably the Dodgers.
Seems like that. He's building the house.
Right. The Dodgers don't have all the money, but, you know, the Dodgers would be the ones to tell you that the Americans aren't coming despite you see the tanks in the background. You feel me?
I think it's a great analogy. It's certainly the first time it's ever been used.
I can't find a flaw in it anywhere.
Well, let me ask you this. After their experience signing Andrew Jones, who turned out to be 275 pounds, do they really go down that same road with CeCe?
Yes.
They don't
Why not?
Care.
No, they don't care. Do I think they'll sign him? No. But do I think they should? Sure. Why not?
So what happens if they're not interested? Then where does he go?
I don't know. I mean,
I love the idea of him staying in Milwaukee, which was just won the fattest city in the country again.
It'd be a decent fit.
I just think it's kind of would be a little symbolic in a way, you know.
see?
Yeah, I don't know who else is going to throw for the Yankees this year. I mean, what's their rotation right now?
Right now it's Chin-Ming Wong, Phil Hughes, Andy Pettit, I think, comes back.
Ian Kennedy,
who was just a train wreck.
Yes.
And then they have one more guy. That one of those guys who came up last year who was half decent.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're right. They need two starters.
Well, listen, I think we ought to count our blessings and cut the segment short. He hasn't really offended any race or sexual orientation. I mean, Uday and Kuse, but what are they going to say at this point?
Yeah, if this is a blackjack table, let's just push in the chips. Brad, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Good times.
All right,
Bill.
Sal, I think that one is a keeper.
I think so. I'd like to see them find something wrong with that.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks to Mad Brad and Cousin Sal. Coming tomorrow, the 100th BS Report, we have a very special guest, my spiritual godfather, the grandfather I never had, the father I never had, the NBA commissioner, Mr. David Stern. This will be his second time on the BS Report. He's giving us a half hour. I'm going to try to squeeze like 45 minutes out of him. And hopefully we'll cover a couple topics that I don't think you'll be prepared for. I'll just leave it at that. Until then, see you tomorrow. The 100th BS Report, David Stern. Bye-bye.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.